The Teamster drove the team of animals that pulled the sleds and cared for animals. By the 1850s, horses were used more than oxen, which were faster and easier to care for. Of course, the blacksmith then made and repaired tools, lots and lots of different tools. So if you're talking with younger readers and thinking about history, sometimes a thing like tools, thinking about tools from the past versus tools from today, what has changed, what has stayed the same, sometimes something like a tool is a hook to get kids interested in the past. Interestingly, I've done this talk for kids and I said horseshoes, and they are picturing shoes like Nikes. And they're like, they even said to me, there's no shoes on that horse. And I said, that's not the kind of shoe I'm talking about. So I had to put a little picture of a horseshoe in my slides so that they knew that a horseshoe was something that protected and supported the horse's hooves, not a shoe like you wear today. So that's one thing that's definitely changed as far as kids think about. The fitter used an axe to chop a notch into the tree. So those of you who have chopped down a large tree, you know about notching a tree. In theory, the tree will fall toward the notch. And it's not as easy as you would think to plan how a tree will fall. I know that when we've cut trees for our wood stove at our cabin, you have to spend considerable amount of time walking around and looking at the tree and looking at what's around the tree and figuring out how is that tree going to fall based on how you think it's going to fall. It's called, my brother and people call it reading the tree. Like I said, tools. Sometimes kids are really interested in tools. It's not just for Halloween. They actually have a purpose. So a single bit, there are names for all of the tools. And I have had students that were just interested in knowing names for every single thing. So if you come across a youngster that likes to name and know names of things, this is the tools from logging are for you. This is the single bit axe, which is for chopping and splitting wood. The double bit axe, of course, has two sides that are sharp, and one side at least is kept sharp so you could trade and use the other side. But oh my gosh, that seems dangerous to me to have two sharp edges like that flying around. Two lumberjacks held each end of a cross-cut saw, and I like that little diagram of where the tree is supposed to fall based on the notch. They sawed on the side opposite of the notch, two people sawing together. You didn't push, you pulled the saw. If you pushed a saw, it jams up. They used axes or saws to remove the limbs from the trunk of the tree, and the logs were cut into different lengths based on what your company sawmill wanted you to cut them to, 12, 14, 16 feet. The skidder is a verb, meaning you're skidding the logs to the riverbank, but it's also the name of the job of the person who used the skidder, so that the sled is hooked to that big log, and then the horses pull it to the river. A swamper made the sled tracks in the woods and cut away brush for the skidders. And the logs were very carefully stacked onto a sled. And I've had students who are extremely fascinated by how that could possibly work, because clearly you can't lift those logs with manpower. You're doing a pulley system and a certain amount of physics to figure out how to get those logs up on the sled. This picture, my dad and I collaborated on pictures and images for the book, and he said, that's not a real picture. And I said, it's a photograph. And he said, they wouldn't have done that. He thinks, in his opinion, they wouldn't have stacked a sled that high and then climbed on top of it and rode to the river. He says, it's just too dangerous. So he is thinking that a photographer went from camp to camp to camp and took pictures. So what my dad said is, this is a show-off picture, that they were trying to show off how capable they were and how much they could pile on the top without it falling off. But that's probably not how they took the load to the river. At the river, the log scaler recorded the quantity and quality of every single log. How did you mark the logs came from your camp? Well, the blacksmith made and implemented a tool that pounded the letters into the end of each log in several places. The letters represent the camp where the log was cut. The company owner only received money for the logs that made it to the sawmill. Lumberjacks cut as many trees as they could during a winter. It was exhausting work. Were there any women in camp? Sometimes. Sometimes there were women and children in camp if they were a family of, say, the foreman or the blacksmith. In general, there were, someone just asked me last week, were there any women lumberjacks? And I have not found evidence that there were. You might know differently, but I don't think so. I do have in the book a nice primary source story about a woman who was hired to be in a camp as in the kitchen, working in the kitchen, organizing the all the materials for the kitchen, and she had a baby there with her all winter. So that's really fun to read about.